Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Cody Morgan's online. Cody, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, we're here at Muswellbrook this morning, broadcasting, previewing the big wild card race. I'm sorry for reading out that barrier. Did you hear it?
I did. I was sitting in the car with my partner, as you just said that. I'm glad I wasn't on loudspeaker.
Well, you're 18 and you come in, you're outside. I'm trying to find a positive for you, Cody, but I can't find one.
No, there's. I'll speak to the owner, Mr. Parkinson, whether we go around or not. But, it is very tough from out there, so we'll wait and see.
Okay. How's the horse doing then? If you do run, what sort of confidence do you have in the horse, sort of how he is travelling?
Yeah, no, he's really good. I'd like to think that, he'll get back from there. And, they're only eligible sort of once a year. And at this stage, I'd like to run. And, you don't have to win. If you got home, got back to last and ran home and ran second, you're still into the $500,000 race. So at this stage, I think we'd go around. But, yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah, I know you got beaten 4.5, 5 lengths the other day in that Hunter Northwest by the stable, mate, but he did pass half the field down the straight.
Yeah, look, he just, it was really unfortunate with Greg getting hurt earlier in the day. He's ridden him in every start that he's had. No fault of Jake. He just sort of, didn't really know the horse and he really got out of his ground. But he did draw pretty average there as well, so, which left him a long way off the leaders at the 600. He made up a lot of ground. I'm unsure at the moment whether he'll sort of run, but if he does, I'm sure he won't finish too far from him.
Understand. Well, that's the horse that could run on Sunday, Mubi, who's drawn, as I say, the outside draw. Can we ask you about Unbiased? How's the six-year-old done since Tamworth?
He's done really well. He hasn't gone backwards at all. I feel the fact that he did all his barrier trials on his home track and then raced on his home track has definitely helped him come through it. I feel if the race was sort of, 2 weeks to Sydney, I feel he'd probably, off only having one run in 9 months, he might have been flat by the time he got to town. But having another month, I'm going to ride him in an unofficial trial next Tuesday morning. So hopefully he trials up really well and then he'll just have one solid gallop again the following week and head down to Sydney, hopefully.
Okay, so next Tuesday and you'll jump on him, eh, mate?
He's big enough to carry me, but I've ride him most of his work and then I'm sort of, there's probably a few trainers that are lucky that have been sort of ex-jockeys and you can still ride him in trials or jump out and, you sort of, your fate riding him work. How it's probably going to run a bit more that weekend.
And Mitch Bell will keep the ride?
Yeah, Mitchell will keep the ride. So he's, he rode him a treat here the other day and feel if the horse, I feel that this year, depending what gets through in the wild card, I feel it's a really open year. I've sort of spoken to a few friends and sort of said, Vikram is going to end up, being a group horse to some degree, already is, and obviously clearly innocent, a Group 1 winner. I don't feel that, that there's a Group 1 winner besides Noble Boy, probably, but, it's a fairly open sort of year. So that probably helps us more so.
Understand, of course, Mitch Bell has already won a country championship race with a horse that was trained out of here by Todd Whelan, of course, in Art Lee back in 2015. So Mitch Bell knows what it's all about. The one that you haven't accepted for, I just looked at, was Mr. Pumblechook.
Yeah, I just feel, last year I ran him in the wild card. He's a horse that seems to race a bit better between runs, and he was 12 days sort of from when he ran first up to having a hard run and sort of dropping out. I just felt running him again a fortnight later. It was only pretty much he would have been a runner in the race. It's so strong now. He's a horse that'll continue to win races around here, but he's probably a step back from that, and he'll just probably appear in an open handicap around here somewhere in another couple of weeks. But, you're going to have to be really good to win or run second at Muswellbrook, and he's probably a step below that.
Understand. All right. Well, we'll wait and see what the decision is regarding your runner on Sunday, whether the owner's keen to run. Gee, I'd be just having a crack.
Yeah, most definitely. He's going to probably get back anyway. And look, if they overdo it, you know, Marshall Brooks is a big fair track with the rail in the true position. So hopefully he can get back and run, you know, even run second. Like I said, that gets you through to the final. And he's 6 rides and 7. You don't get these opportunities every day. So hopefully we'll be there on Sunday.
All right, we'll wait and see. I'm not here to embarrass you, but I loved the emotion of Unbiased Win. I think it shows just all the energy that everyone puts in. You had the right to be that emotional, given that you'd won the race and you're in a Randwick final, and the story around 12 months before and the like, mate. But I hope there's an extra cheer for you if you do run here on Sunday. Good luck with it.
Oh, thanks very much, Andrew. Yeah, all my friends, mate. Yeah, they won't let me live that down. But, yeah, no, I'll make sure I keep it in check a bit more next time. But, yeah, it just means so much to get that through, and just probably seeing Mum and Dad and even my brother after the race would probably set me off even more. But, yeah, I'll keep it in check a bit more next time.
No, mate, let it go, I reckon. Let it go. If you feel the moment, you feel the moment. I'm getting more emotional as I get older. I tear up with things on TV now that I never seem to look at, mate. So I don't care. If I shed a tear, who cares, mate? It's the emotion of everything that's flowing around you. Mate, good luck over the next few weeks. We'll stay in contact.
Thanks very much, Andrew.